Hey, welcome everybody to New Life Church Online. My name is Devin. I'm the lead pastor here at New Life Church. I just want to welcome all of you here today. Thanks for worshiping with us online. We are meeting in person right now at New Life Church. We have some social distancing guidelines, but we know that there's some of you that need to remain socially distant to be safe. We're praying for you. We love you. Thanks for joining in with us and worshiping with us in this way. You can continue to worship through your giving. You can give online. You can send your tithe or your missions giving in the mail to 1803 East Vail Avenue. You can even text to give by texting New Life for Kokomo to 77977. You put the amount in there and it will go where it needs to go. So thank you for your generosity. Thank you for being a giving church. We love you. We appreciate you. We are moving forward the ministry together. And hey, I tell you what, if you're watching this for the first time, or maybe you've been queuing in with us here online, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to text our number, 765-347-9127. Text the word connect, and we'll send you a digital form. Fill out that little form, just a few fields to fill out, and our team will be with you, and we want to give you some next steps you can take in your faith. We want to make a connection with you, and as you would consider being a part of our New Life family. And you know, I got something really exciting to tell you about, and that is our summer life groups will be launching. So if you want to see a full list of all of our life groups taking place this summer, you can simply text the word groups to our number, which is 765-347-9127. You text the number of groups, you'll see a list of all of the groups that will be meeting this summer, starting the week of June 21st. We have groups that meet at various times during the week. We have groups that will have strict social distancing for those that are being careful. We'll have groups that will meet on Zoom calls. We'll have groups that will meet in person, but you can check out all the groups by texting that number. So text it right now, and when you get the form for that, you can also sign up for your group right there on your device. Easier than ever to get into a group, so why not jump in this summer with that? Well, today I am going to be speaking and on peace, and if I were to title this message, I would say it is about real peace. We need some real peace. You need some real peace? And so we're going to talk about this idea of real peace. And I heard this story once that two artists were commissioned to produce paintings with the theme, perfect peace. And so the first artist chose his scene to be a still, lone lake among a far-off mountainous area. Doesn't that sound peaceful? Can you see that painting now? Just a still, glassy lake, mountains all around. Not a soul in sight. Very peaceful. The second artist painted on his canvas a thundering waterfall and with a fragile birch tree bending in its foam. And at the fork of the branches of that tree, there was a robin that was almost wet with the spray of the waterfall, and the robin was sitting on her nest. I believe this is a picture of perfect peace. The first was a painting of stagnation, everything still, everything perfect, everything quiet. And in an environment like that, you could easily find yourself at peace. But the second one, I would say that is a portrait of real peace. Because even with the noise, even with the chaos, even with the spray of the water fountain, the robin could sit there in peace amongst noise and chaos. And that's the kind of real peace that I want you to get a hold of today, that regardless of outside circumstances, you can have a real peace. I saw a church sign once. And you've seen them, you know, they got the little sayings, but this particular church sign, it said this. It said, turbulent world, tranquil heart. How true that is. That is a picture of real peace. That regardless of turbulence, you can have tranquility in your heart. So in the world, there's always going to be times of chaos and confusion, noise. But in the heart, there can be calm and serenity and quietness. Real peace then, real peace is an inside job. It's an inside job. Peace then is not environmental. Or in other words, if everything around me is just right, I can have peace. And certainly you can find a location like that. Maybe people spend a lot of money to go on vacations like that, to get away from all the noise and all the chaos and all the distractions and find peace. So peace could be environmental, but real peace is not a location. Real peace is always a condition. So real peace is not environmental. Everything around me is just right, and so I can have peace. No, you can find peace, but real peace is an inside job. It's a condition of the heart. Now, the Hebrew word for peace is the word shalom. The word shalom, the Jewish people use this even as a word of greeting. So instead of saying hello, many Jews would say shalom. The word shalom is the word translated to our language, peace. But its meaning is a little deeper than just ours of peace. The meaning of the Hebrew word shalom, it really means wholeness. That if when you have peace, you are whole. You're whole in body, soul, and in spirit. So your body is whole. You're healthy. Your soul is whole, which is your mind, your will, your emotions, and your spirit is whole. So you see how when the Bible's talking about peace, it's really talking about shalom, a wholeness that God came so you could be whole in your body, soul, and spirit. See, it's much deeper than that. And the first thing I would say about peace is God's promise. Peace is God's promise. If you look throughout your Bible, you will see numerous of scriptures of God talking about peace and how he gives peace and he promises peace. And moreover, this is not a promise that everything in your world will be peaceful. But because Jesus actually promises that if the world hated him, guess what? The world is going to hate you too. So Jesus actually promises that we will suffer, that there will be persecution. And we saw these things happen even in the early church. We see these things happening today. So God's promise of peace is not that your entire world will be peaceful, but it's a promise that regardless of outside circumstances, you can have an inward peace. And this is what makes a relationship with God so unique, is that despite the problematic, we can have peace. Psalms 29:11, it says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." This is a promise of God that he blesses his people with peace. In Psalm 119, it says, "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." Do you want that kind of peace? You want the kind of peace that is so great that nothing can make you stumble? Well, note here that this peace, that there's a condition to this peace. And it is conditional because it comes as a result of inward harmony with the will of God. Great peace have those who love your law. So when you have harmony with the will of God and harmony, aligning your life to the word of God, there is great peace that is promised you. And with that, nothing can make you stumble. And there are things in our path all the time that make us stumble. There are plenty of opportunities to stumble. So we need to get some great peace when we align ourselves with the will of God, the word of God, and nothing will make us stumble. Look at the words of Jesus. Jesus says in John chapter 14, he says, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives." So Jesus doesn't give fragile gifts. He gives greater gifts than that. But do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So even Jesus is, he's saying, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. So peace is God's promise. Secondly, peace provides us now a new perception. The promise of peace, once again, is not a promise that everything in your world will be peaceful. It's not about creating the peaceful environment as the first painter did, of a glassy lake, quiet mountains. That is not a promise of environmental peace around you, but it will provide you a new perception that will protect the peace you can have inside your heart. So God's going to give you a great peace within you. Remember, this is about a wholeness in your body, your soul, mind, will, emotions, and your spirit. And peace provides a new perception that protects the peace that permeates in your life, in your heart. So let's face it. If you live by the headlines, you will live stressed. If you live by the headlines, you will think you're going to get sick. If you live by the headlines, you think your investments are in the garbage, and you think that we're going to run out of food, or you think that riots are going to come to your community and wreck your world. You know, if you live by the headlines, there is plenty of space, plenty of opportunity to fear. But the early church that we read about, the early church we read about in the Bible, they did face heavy persecution. The early church in the Bible, they had very sensitive political times, political disputes. The early church had to face cultural differences even with among one another. They had all kinds, the Jews and Gentiles now coming together, and different people groups that once were against each other are now unified by the message of Jesus, and they had to deal with that stuff. So they had to have a new perception to protect and guard the peace that God had put in their hearts. Now, Paul writes in Philippians, he says, do not be anxious about anything. And someone needs to hear that today. You don't have to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, because you will face situations that are outside of your control, that kind of mess up the peace of your environment, but in every situation, by this, prayer and petition, being thankful, you can present your request to God. And watch this, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So peace brings a new perspective. It provides this new perspective that even in all situations, there's a peace that I don't even understand. I have a peace that the world cannot articulate, but it guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This new perspective. So God's peace will provide this new perspective. No matter the current circumstances and the pressures of life, because we all know there are pressures in life, you can have this peace that can't be explained. And it can quiet your heart, quiet your mind. Look how the Living Bible says it. The Living Bible says, God's peace, far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your heart, look, quiet. And the rest and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. So remember the two paintings, the painting of quiet and the painting of chaos. Real peace is when the God of peace gives you stillness and quietness on the inside, regardless of what it is on the outside. And someone today needs this kind of peace. Your mind has been raging like the waters over a fall. Your heart has been pacing and pacing. And you need to get the peace of God. And you need to place your trust in Jesus to get real peace. Because peace is his promise. But peace will change your perspective and help you protect this peace, this wholeness in your heart. The third thing is that peace will prevail. Peace will prevail. There's no power like the power of peace. Now, some think that to take power, you have to move with force. But the peace of God will calm storms. The peace of God heals hearts. It unites people, and it defeats every enemy. So peace will prevail because peace is powerful. Now look at Romans 16:20. This is one of my favorite verses. Romans 16:20 says, "The God of peace will soon, watch, crush Satan under your feet." I'm always intrigued by this scripture because it doesn't say the God of wrath or the God of all power or the God of judgment or the God of war, the God of threats or the God of anger. It doesn't say any of that. But the God of peace crushes our biggest adversary, which is Satan. The enemy does not want you to have peace, but God will use it to crush Satan under your own feet. Because if you have peace, the enemy wants to steal it. If you don't have peace, the enemy doesn't want you to find it. But the God of peace will crush Satan's plans. And moreover, crush Satan underneath your feet. Now, I'll tell you a really funny story. When I was a teenager, I was really involved in my youth group. And listen, if you're a teenager, you need to get into a youth group. You need to get into a community of young people. Your faith will grow. You will explode in your faith in Jesus. And so you've got to make plans now to start getting involved in your youth group. But when I was in youth group, we were just radical about our faith. Like something had turned on the inside of me and my friends. We were so hungry for God. And we saw this verse that the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And we decided that we took big wide masking tape. And we took this big wide masking tape and we put it down on the bottom of our shoes. And then on that piece of tape on the bottom of our shoes, we wrote in big capital letters, Satan. And so I'd go to school and people would see Satan written on my shoes. And they were like, "Yo, Devin, what's up with Satan being on your shoes?" And I would always say, "Because he's under my feet. Because God is crushing Satan under my feet." And maybe some of you need to remember just the place that the enemy is in. That the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. All the way in the book of Genesis, it said that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. And later on, they would believe that seed of the woman would be the Messiah, would come and crush the enemy's head. And then we see in the Gospels that the seed of the woman, the Messiah, his name was Jesus, and that he came. And in the Gospels, we saw it come to fruition, that he crushed the serpent's head. And now the God of peace, he's still the God that's still defeating the enemy. He's still crushing Satan, but now he's doing it under your feet. Under your feet, he's crushing the enemy. And anxiety is crushed underneath your feet because of the God of peace. With the God of peace, unforgiveness is crushed. Anger, crushed. Discord, crushed. Racism is crushed. Jealousy, crushed. Under your feet, because peace will prevail. Peace will prevail. And so it is so important, and how important it is that we know Christ, who is called the Prince of Peace. How important it is that you have a personal relationship with the Prince of Peace, so that the God of Peace will crush the enemy under your feet and you can walk in the power of peace, because peace prevails. Peace will prevail. So to access this kind of peace, there's three things you need. I'm going to show you to you now. The three things that you need to need is you need trust, submission, and obedience. You need trust. This is where we place our trust in the Lord. And today, you can make a decision to put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust in him. And it also takes submission. This is to submit to his ways. according to his word. So trust Jesus, but also submit your life to him. And then that way, when all of the chaos of the world comes, you are anchored in a trust in a God who is trustworthy. And you are submitted your life to a power that has the ability to protect you, watch over you, and give you the best way to live. And then it also takes obedience. Obedience is our nourishment to do the will of God. Even Jesus said, he said, my food is to do the will of God. Our nourishment comes from obedience. So if you want real peace, you start with trusting in Jesus, submitting your life to him, and then following him in obedience. These are the sources of peace in our lives. This is the kind of peace that you can have right now, today. You don't have to have another anxious day. You don't have to keep on worrying. You don't have to do that. I mean, the birds of the sky, they don't worry because they don't even know where the next meal is coming from. And how much more so does God love and care about you? You don't need to worry. Tomorrow will worry about itself. You can have real peace. So what's important is that to remember that peace is an inside job. Too many people are searching for peace and they're trying to put all of the pieces of their life in order, hoping it will fulfill the void in their heart because they're searching for peace. They want something stable. So I need to stabilize my finances. I need to get my relationship stable. I want to have my work life to be stable. I want my home to be stable. I'm trying to fix the environment to find peace, but you never will. You never will. Peace is not environmental. Peace is an inside job. It's not a location, it's a condition. And so if you have been searching for this kind of peace by trying to fix your environment around you, today's your day. Because you can know that it's not location, it's condition. You can put your trust in Jesus. And listen, I'm telling you, after many, many years of serving the Lord and following Jesus, I can tell you that he is a God who is trustworthy, and you can trust him with your heart. And he is one that is worth submitting your life to and following in obedience. And if you need that kind of peace today, I just want to pray for you and ask you to take a step of faith, put your trust in Jesus so that he can put his peace in the inside of you regardless of your outside circumstances. Let me pray for you. God, I pray right now in Jesus' name, every person, man, woman, or child that is struggling right now with the turbulence of their world. They feel like things are out of their control. Their emotions have been a roller coaster. Anxiety has been up. Pressure and stress is rising and rising. Lord, although we cannot control everything in our environment, God, I pray that you would do an inside work right now and you would give people real peace, not the fake peace the world tries to sell us, but a real peace that even in the midst of a storm, we can have quiet waters on the inside. So God, we put our trust in you. And if that's you today, and you want to put your trust in Jesus, just say that out loud. Just say that in the quietness of your own heart. God, I put my trust in you. Submit your life to him. God, I submit to following you and obeying you, following in your ways, trying to live the best life that the scripture tells us to live so that we can have real peace. And the God of peace, I believe, in Jesus' name, is crushing the enemy under your feet in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Well, before you go, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. God bless.
Hey, New Life, thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any prayer requests or would like to know more about who we are, you can text CONNECT to 765-347-9127. And if you'd like to continue your worship through giving, you can give online at newlifeforkokomo.org/give. You can send it through the mail, or you can text the word New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Thank you so much. We are praying for you, and we hope you have a fantastic week.